Chile is your home. The hardest hits in the Australian racing season kicks off at Simmons Plains for the opening leg of the Boost Mobile Race Tasmania. It's going to be massive, and none bigger and better than this guy is driving down there. Jason Baguana joins us. Good morning, Jace.
Oh, I can't wait to come back to Tassie, guys. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, no worries, mate. What is the best part about Simmons Plains? Is it the back straight?
Look, the Simmons Plains is pretty exciting for me, and it's one of the places where I got my very first podium in supercars. So I had a good old battle with Scafey and Russell Ingall there that day and managed to come away with some silverware. So it's got a pretty special place in my heart. I love that hairpin down the end there. It's just so unique and so different. So
it's terrifying.
Terrifying.
I was lucky enough to take an Aston Martin around Simmons Plains and scared the life out of myself. But Jason, you're going to be racing your son, Ben, for the first time, and we're going to see this happen at Simmons Plains.
This is scary, isn't it? I can't win this one, because if I get this wrong and I actually beat my son, I've got to go and answer to my wife, right? So if he beats me, everyone will just take the mickey out of me for years to come. So I'm in a no-win situation. But yeah, look, it is pretty exciting. The two of us, he's sort of growing up in his career and I'm probably at the other end of mine. So it's for us to be able to put this deal together where the two of us have got a car each and we're in the two-car team with Gary Rogers Motorsport in the little Peugeots. It's going to be quite exciting. So and at the first test day, he ended up knocking me off in terms of lap time. So this is going to be pretty exciting.
Oh, this is going to be great. If you're coming down the back straight and you see Ben in the rear vision mirror, are you just going to let him go past?
Well, look, there's part of my DNA, and I'm sort of thinking that there's no way I'm going to let him beat me. So I'm like, if he's going to do this, he's doing it the hard way, let me tell you. There's no free tickets here. But I've got to say, if I do finish second, I don't mind finishing second to him. So there's a bit of I can't win this one, can I?
I love this. I love this so much. So what is your game plan, I suppose, when you get out there and race? Do you walk the track before you start? Do you go over everything? Like, what do you do before a race?
Yeah, look, I mean, it's been it's obvious it's been a pretty tough year for a lot of people. We haven't raced for 12 months, so we've been doing a bit of sitting around and thinking about it. We've got the simulator at home, and we've been doing a bit of sim practice. Now, when I come to sim practice, I actually reckon, Dan and Marie, I saw you guys doing some sim racing. I think it was about 12 months ago, wasn't it?
We did.
And I've seen, I have seen this on YouTube, and I've got to say, Dan, were you drunk or...
I stacked it. Mate,
what was
that
going
many
on
times.
There?
He rolled about 8 times, I think.
Yeah. I didn't even know how to change gears.
Look, Marie, well, you're in a sprint car, so I don't know why you'd be changing gears. Marie, your ability to drive around Simmons in an Aston Martin would be fine. Lucky Dan didn't do it. That's all I'm saying.
I don't want to say that I'm a professional, because I'm not, but I have raced out at the Speedway on clay before. I've done that a couple of times. I've probably got a little bit more experience than Dan. Dan owns a Holden Falcon, though, so he's got a pretty unique vehicle.
One of its kind.
A Holden Falcon. So, Marie, we're not talking about the great Speedway incident of 2019, are we? I mean,
no.
I thought it's a little bit too soon to bring it up, all right? But, you know.
How does Jason know this much about us? This is crazy.
We will definitely go and do a bit of a track walk, and it's a sort of circuit. Whilst it's only sort of 6 turns at Simmons Plains, it's a very technical little track. So there's a lot about getting it right, where to brake, particularly into that turn one over the hump there, down to that hairpin, maximising that straight line speed. And you've got to get the aero level right, so you've got good braking, but you've also got good straight line speed. So, look, we're excited. We can't wait to get into it. And to be honest, for this TCR series, we're racing these little hot hatches. I mean, most of Australian motorsport's been used to the big V8 supercars for years. Well, it's a bit of a different look. So we've got the Hyundais versus the Peugeots versus the Hondas, the Alphas, the Renaults. There's all sorts of different cars there, so it's all going to be very exciting.
Oh, so we might be able to take the family wagon out for a spin.
Take the, what is it, a
Holden Falcon.
Holden Falcon door.
It doesn't have wheels at the moment, but that's fine.
Marie, don't let Dan drive.
That's what my wife says.
Seriously, dude, what's going on there?
I'm doing a hot lap in a big V8 thumping Monaro as well. Any tips for me so that I don't throw up?
Nah, you'll be fine. Look, I went with a hot lap once with Peter Brock around Calder, and I hated it. So, no, you'll be fine. No, just hold on.
for dear life. We're looking forward to it. We're going to be there tomorrow, actually, but all across the weekend, the 24th to the 26th, racetasmania.com.au. And for the first time ever, it's the Boost Mobile Race Tasmania, and you're going to be out there dropping burnouts. Jason Bagwiner, thanks, mate. I'll see you in the Holden Falcon out there. I wouldn't be surprised if I overtake you in that last lap as well.
I would be very surprised if you did, I've got to tell you.
I'm going backwards, actually. thanks for joining us, mate.
Thanks, guys. I'll look forward to it. Now, hopefully everyone can come down and see us on the Tuesday and Australia Day and enjoy the racing.